situations is unflappable. So that last 3 minutes was just indicative of what he's done for 4 years here. I tell you what, I was glad we had. I'm glad he was number 15 was on our team. Just a couple of them, and they were just running, jumping, trapping, tripling sometimes. It just made it hard to do anything, and just felt we had the ball in his hands, and good things happened. So. Of the game, I thought we got some very good minutes from Markell. That's probably what you're talking about the most. V came in and hit a big shot right at the end of the first half. And, we as a team I've said this before, have a comfort level with everyone in the locker room. And so whether you're going to be playing 30 minutes a game in the ballpark like these guys are, whether you're going to get in and we need you to give us a good two or three trips up and down the court. We don't feel that there's much of a job off, and everyone understands what they have to come in to do. Paper and determine who had a good game and who had a bad game. I thought Chris was outstanding tonight, particularly at the other end of the court. Those guys are good, as we all know. Those guys are hard to stay in front of. And he's chasing those guys around all night, making their shots difficult and putting them in situations where they still score points, but just not where and how they wanted to do it. And so between that and managing our game, managing our team against a very good defensive team that likes to a lot of times play unconventional defenses. So you need someone out there that can kind of calm everyone down and set the tone. And I felt that he, in spite of having no points, I thought he had a terrific game. It's life in the Big East. Jamie Dixon said this, I think, a couple of weeks ago, and he's right. He said that the first part of the season, the East teams went out and beat up the rest of the country. And now the conference play is starting. We're going to beat each other up. And people out there are going to start questioning, what's wrong with this team? What's wrong with that team? Because now you're going to start losing a few games. It's life in the Big East. This is an outstanding conference. And so, there's been much difference with us. I think our defensive focus has been better, to get to your specific question. I think our guys are starting to take a little bit of ownership and pride, and I need to stop my man. And I think that if there's one thing that I would point to during this stretch relative to the previous stretch is that. Well, I thought they were very good. Henry Sims had a terrific game today, and then Big Jules got it going in the second half. And so I just felt it was one of those situations where I felt more comfortable with Henry out there in the first half and then more comfortable with Julian out there in the second half as it relates to that position. And then, Nate and Jarrell, they do what they do. Nate gives us a presence in there, and some passing in there. And so I think that overall, I got to go back and digest it. But I think our front court was okay today.
Yeah. How much of a luxury is it when you pass our 1-4.5 guys, especially with Chris and Austin, who've been through it? Nobody's touching
kind of. The last part is key. I think with having Chris, Austin, Julian, Jason, guys that have been through this, we realize how long the year is and that we had time to climb up. We still are climbing up. There was no panic. We've been in situations where we've started off fast and then not been able to hold on. And so, we've seen that side of it. And so now we just are looking at it from a different perspective now. But I think there was an understanding that this is still a long season and that we have time.
Confidence and in the air to start a game,
going against our guys every day in practice and where, how many games into the season, 20 games, 21 games into the season. So, you know, Nate did what we expect more. And we want more from Nate. You know, he can give us more. We're going to need more from Nate. Without getting into too many tactics, our back line wasn't helping the front line enough. You know, our bigs that were kind of just standing there watching all these guys were getting attacked and not shooting to get open. And so we had to address that.
Chris, we talked about that play. Apparently, judging from your facial reaction, you did see. You saw it all the way to Austin. You're not getting open. Talk about that play where you were trapped against the sideline.
Well, you remember at the end of last game, and I was talking about, what were you talking about? Remember I said Moses, asked Moses about me? Told you I'm strong, so I just, you know, I just had to, they tried to tackle me, and I just tried to break through it, and I saw Austin up on the other side, so I just threw the ball, and that was it.
Just talking about Austin, I know you guys are really friends, really tight. I think his clutch performance to me.
Yeah, that's my man. See, the thing about it is, we all have roles. And Austin's role is to score 30 points in games like this. So, you know, on the defensive end, we were all focused on, you know, guarding penetration and trying to contain our guys and force them into tough shots. On offense, get the ball to Austin, and, you know, and get him in situations where he's, you know, productive. You know, majority of the time, if he gets open shot, it's going in. So, you know, and it's just, and especially that shot at the end of the game, that jumper here on the left wing was crazy. So, well, you know, it would be stupid of me and the rest of my teammates not to give him the ball. So, you know, he can score. And that's why we're going to keep giving the ball.
It's good, but I also know that if I have an opportunity, I'm going to take it. But if I don't, I'm going to look for my teammate. So, I mean, it's good to have that role in this team, but also I know that I have the confidence in my teammates to also make the play also. They came to trap me, actually. And I was trying to hold the ball because we had the arrow. But I saw him wide open, so I just tried to, you know, get it to him.
Slows down,
where
you think that maybe you would panic in that situation?
I don't know if I can answer this.
Nah, that's awesome.
Were you aware of, I think you were, of a shot clock being like two or three when you took that shot from the corner? Or,
yeah.
Or were you just open and then ready to break your
list? Nah, I looked at the shot clock. I saw that it was like maybe 4 seconds left around there. So, I mean, when Chris passed me the ball, I just wanted to at least try to get the ball up to the rim.
Can you elaborate on what Coach was talking about the fact that when you have upperclassmen, there was no sense of panic in the slower start?
I mean, just being upperclassmen, I mean, it just comes with leadership and trying to, you know, let the young guys know how the season is. So that's just the role that me, Chris, Julian, Jason, the guys that have been through the Big East, just want to let the young guys know.
Julian, when you're sitting there on the bench in the first half, what's the most of your mind? Are you just kind of hoping that you're going to get back in there at that point?
No. And I'm sorry, Joe, man. He's hoping that we play well and that we win. He's not thinking about, and when am I going to get back in there? Henry was playing well. He's clapping for his teammate. Hoping that Henry continues to play well, and hoping that we win the game, right?
Exactly.
I'm thinking about ourselves here, trying to win the game.
I mean, he's always been very, very strong. He's definitely got some more skills now, and he's a really good rebounder. So we can constantly get a body on him. He's always a presence down there on both ends of the floor. Makes me very good. The shot goes on.
You talked about Pete Wilkins, you picked up a few fouls.
happened. We went on a little run, and I just, like we saying all day, just the experience of all of us being together, and like, seeing the whole similar situation, close game, and we've been there. We know how to win. We know what we got to do. We know our stuff, and so we execute, and we know what we got to do. We did it. We have won the game.
Team is put together, you know, it's critical to contain Stokes, it's critical to contain Malik, it's critical to contain Fisher, and then if you just focus on those guys, the way Payne is playing right now, he can kill you, and so they have a very good team. I don't, you know, Stokes, as with the rest of it, I mean, Stokes is a big-time shooter, so you have to try to limit his open shots and you know, try to hopefully get him to put it on the floor before he takes a shot. Because if you just let him catch and shoot, it's going to have more often than not.
It builds our confidence, but we also know that we just got to keep playing, keep competing in practice, keep getting better, and just take whatever, like, learn from this game, learn from it, take it into the next game.